This must be the year for dating.
Why do you say that?
It seems like every single email that we get in for a second date this past year has said, this is the best date I've ever been on in my entire life. So everybody's apparently having the best dates of their entire life this year. Wow. Why are we getting so many emails for second dates then? I don't know. But Cassie, who's on the phone right now for a second date, said that she had the best date of her entire life. So Cassie, why don't you tell us about your best date of your entire life?
Hello.
Hey.
All right, Cassie.
How are you doing?
You sound like you're still smiling, Cassie, so that's good.
Yeah, I am, and I'm trying to still.
So tell us a little bit about the dude you want to call today. Who'd you go on a date with?
His name is Levi, and we did go on a lovely dinner date.
All right, Cassie. Like I said, everybody seems to be saying they've had the best date of their entire life. Why was it so special?
We went to a really nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, the dishes were like at least 30, 40 bucks per person. And he did everything that, you know, like a traditional mom would tell you to look for in a guy, like pulling out the chair for you, mm-hmm. opening the door for you.
Good.
He even, like, was so weird. He even, like, stood up when I came back from the bathroom, and I've never experienced that before.
Oh,
I was like, wait, what's going on? Are we leaving?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
For I am a gentleman. I stand when a woman enters the room. I'm waiting for you to be seated, and then I will take my seat as well.
God.
Good thing I didn't say that, because I was like, oh, wait, no, he's doing that old school chivalrous thing. I was like, wow, this is really interesting.
So he was, he was really polite is what it sounds like, which is lovely and sad that is what makes it the best date ever. Or was there something else?
No, there's more. So he wasn't only polite. He was engaging and interesting, and he had a sense of humor. He asked me questions about myself. He didn't just go on and on about himself. It was like, really? Like, he had my interest.
Yeah, it sounds refreshing and lovely.
Sounds like you went out with a knight of the round table who has learned to travel to the future.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's not calling you back. He had to go back and fight some dinosaurs?
Dragons
or
really?
Something. Whatever they were fighting, I don't know. It sounds like a true gentleman, Cassie. So
anyway, the dinner date was awesome. You know, everything ended well. I mean, you know, big bill, I'm sure, because we ordered everything. And then we were walking out, and he was like, I really don't want this date to end. Do you? And I said, actually, no, I'm having a really good time.
Oh, that's such a nice moment.
Cute.
But I thought he was like, I was like, okay, is this the point where he's going to ask me to go back to his place? And then that's going to, like, just be, you know, everything downhill from there. But he said, well, let's just get in my car and we'll go find something fun to do. And we ended up at a mall.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you said something fun to do. Why were you at a mall?
Yeah.
Well, it just kind of ended up in our conversation. We were just yapping about something. And I was like, oh, you know what? That actually is not a bad idea. There's something I wouldn't mind, you know, stopping at Sephora, pick up a couple things that I know I need.
Okay, Cassie, now we're running errands on our date, okay?
Like,
I don't know.
Well, it was an excuse to keep the date going. You know, he suggested mall, and I was like, sure, why not? And so
you took him to Sephora.
If you tell me after you did that, you guys went and picked up some dry cleaning, I'm going to lose it. This sounds like an amazing time.
But yeah, so we went in the mall. I stop at Sephora. I go and get my stuff, and he just, like, butts in front of me and puts his credit card down and buys it for me.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
$50, you know, of, like, cream and foundation and stuff. I'm like, wait, what? Why are you doing this? And he's just like, oh, I just want to see you smile.
Aww.
You're like, okay, sir, come with me to the next store then.
Okay,
I will smile even bigger.
It does sound like the best date of your entire life. I wish somebody would take me out and just buy me things.
Yeah, actually, it did continue. I went into another store and I was like, surely he's not going to keep doing this. I just saw something in the window. I was like, oh, that looks cool. And what do you know? He buys that for me too.
Baller.
And I kept trying to say, stop, you don't have to do this.
Okay. Wow, okay. Great. So other than credit card debt, how did the date end?
Very nice. He just took me back to my house and dropped me off, and it definitely ended with a nice kiss.
Aww.
And that's when I told him, you know, I was like, this is probably the best date I've ever been on. And, you know, I was like, thank you very much. And he said, don't say that yet, because we have another date coming up very soon together.
Oh, cute. Oh. Obviously, he was lying, though, because you haven't gone out again.
How long ago was it that he said that?
That was like a couple weeks ago. And
a few weeks I would not consider very soon.
No.
Yeah. And it's frustrating because we've kind of talked about the dates, but nothing's really happening. Uh-huh. And I do want to see him again.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Hang on.